Drive to Chained Rock Overlook. It affords a spectacular view of the Narrows, where the Cumberland River cuts through Pine Mountain. Here's how. From the lodge, take a left onto the main road and follow the signs to the overlook. Map is inset on page 4.
Mountain frontier life needed humor. Without access to radios or televisions, families created entertainment through singing and storytelling. Jean Ritchie was born in 1922 in Viper, Kentucky. Her childhood was filled with music that accompanied work and play. Whether picking apples or churning butter, her family sung from a mental library of over 300 songs. Later in life, Jean Ritchie became internationally known for her folk music. Let's listen to a duet sung by Jean and her sister Edna called Reckless Boy. This piece was recorded at the seed time on the Cumberland's Festival.
Oh, when are you coming to see me, a pretty little reckless boy?
Well, I think I'll come on Saturday. I think I'll come on Saturday if the weather's all right.
How long you gonna court me? How long you gonna court me, my pretty little reckless boy?
Well, I think I'll court you all night. I think I'll court you all night if the weather's all right.
Well, when are we gonna get married? Well, when are we gonna get married, my pretty little reckless boy?
Well, I think we'll marry Sunday. I think we'll marry on Sunday if the weather's all right.
Well, how we gonna go to the wedding? Well, how we gonna go to the wedding, a pretty little reckless boy?
I think I'll take the ox cart. I think I'll take the ox cart if the weather's all right.
Well, why can't you go in the buggy? The buggy. Well, why can't you go in the buggy, my pretty little reckless boy?
'Cause the ox won't pull the buggy. The ox won't pull the buggy, not even if the weather's all right.
Well, who are you gonna bring to the wedding? Well, who are you gonna bring to the wedding, my pretty little reckless boy?
Well, I think I'll bring my children. I think I'll bring my children if the weather's all right.
Well, I didn't know you had any children. Well, I didn't know you had any children, my pretty little reckless boy.
reckless. Well, yes, I got five children. Oh, yes, I got 5 children. 6 if the weather's all right.
Well, ain't gonna be no wedding. Well, there ain't gonna be no wedding, not even if the weather's all right.
Sometimes humor in the mountains would go further than the stage. Go out to Chained Rock and imagine adults comforting small children with, "Go to sleep, darling. That rock won't tumble down the mountain. We chained it up there." Let's listen to Dean Henson, Pine Mountain Resort park manager, explain how one little white lie can turn into a comical undertaking.
The story of Chained Rock unfolds with its beginnings as a legend. One day in the early 30s, a couple was passing through the area from New Hampshire. They stopped in a store downtown Pineville, and they inquired of the shopkeep, "Where's this Chained Rock we've been hearing about?" And he walks outside and he motions up to the top of the mountain. He says, "Well, it's right up there." And they say, "Well, I don't see a chain." And he had to come clean then and say, "Well, there's not really a chain. It's just what we've been telling the kids." They got them to thinking about it, and they decided to have a town meeting and come up with a criteria. Let's make the myth a reality. And so the town meeting was composed of the Kiwanis Club and other influential people in town, and they set a criteria. They said it has to be long enough to span the gap. It has to be large enough to be believable. and also visible from town. So they knew what they were looking for. Now let's go out and find it. Scouring the countryside, they went and visited many sites looking for such a chain, and they found one at the Kentucky-Virginia Stone Quarry. It was an operation that was no longer in business, but they managed to find the quarry master and ask him about this chain they had been eyeballing. Turns out it was a steam shovel chain. He said, "Yeah, you can have the chain, but you better bring all hands and the cook, because it's going to take them all to load it up." So they went there with a flatbed truck, and they loaded up this enormous chain. I think it's on the order of 2 or 3 tons altogether. They brought it back to Pineville. He had given them some advice. He said, "You want to anneal it, which is to harden the steel." And they coiled it up, rather like a snake, built a fire over it for a couple of days, and maintained the coals there until they were convinced it was sufficiently hardened. And he had also advised them to paint it. So they did that. Now they're ready to put the chain on the rock. So here they are in Pineville with their chain all spread out, and they realize now they can't move it. So they cut the chain in half. They take it up the mountainside with mules. First one piece, then again the other. And they get it up there through the efforts of, many grunting Boy Scouts, which were involved. Probably several herniated Kiwanis Club members, and they get it up there, they fabricate a link to put it back together, they stretch it across the gap with block and tackle and get it just as tight as they can, and still, there's a definite swag in the chain when you look at it. It was in 1933 that the chain was put in place, and when it happened, it was apparently carried by scores of newspapers across the country, and is known to have been a publicity stunt of great renown. And that's the story of Chained Rock.
Weather permitting, walk out to Chained Rock. Pause audio now.